this is Art in North Central. How can I help you?
Hi, is Art available?
May I ask who's speaking?
Yeah, this is John with Local Splash. I'm the one who set up his Google Business profile.
Hi, this is Alma. I'm his daughter. I'm the one taking over everything.
Oh, hi. We had been reaching out to him over the past like week and a half about him doing the Google Verified program. He's eligible for Google Verified, which is it'll basically move you up to the very top of the screen on the Google search results where it says sponsored, but it's Google's pay-per-lead program. So there's like a lead fee attached to each lead, but they don't charge you for the lead unless you guys accept the appointment. So they'll actually hand them off to you with the customer live on the line.
Oh, okay. So you're actually, you'll be talking to that customer and
pre-screening them for you guys. Yeah, making sure they're qualified.
Nice.
Yeah,
so
we'll interview you guys. We've already been working with you guys for a while, so we know, you know, obviously we have his account. So we know what kind of leads he considers qualified, but we'll even sit down with you and, like, whittle it down and fine-tune it just to make sure that they're fully qualified leads, and then we'll hand them off to you live with the customer on the line.
Oh, that is, I like that. I like that because, I was having a bunch of trouble with the automated machine because it was actually getting my customers confused because it made it sound like that they were already going to get a bid, they were already getting a quote, they were already getting an appointment for him to go out. So I had went through some of the past messages, and he's had like two or three that would call and tell him, oh, well, you don't know how to do this and this because it says that you were coming already. And I was like, no.
What? Okay, hold on. Let me see what I can do. Well, I know you guys are general.
I actually end up changing it for him because I was listening to some of the ones he has in the past, and I was like, oh, my God.
Okay, let me see here. So for this, a license is required. I know you guys have a license already. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
and then insurance, currently you don't have to have insurance, but they're going to update it in about a month to where you need to carry at least $250K in general liability.
He has insurance as far as I know.
Okay, and then the lead fees range from $26 to $39 each.
Okay, but he would still have to pay his membership, right?
Yeah. He has to have that local listing activated already, which he already has. That's fine. But this one, it would be $26 to $39 per lead. What will really happen if I break it down for you, so there will be a $200 activation fee. That's all you guys would get charged today if you want to do it because you have to pass the background check. And the background check is going to take about 2 to 3 weeks to get through. But all they're really looking for in the background check is to make sure that there's no felonies in the last 7 years. He has the license, and then the $250K in general liability. As long as he has all three of those things, then he'll pass the background check. Once he passes, they'll ask him for a 13-lead balance. So if it's $39 a lead, 13 leads, it'll be $507 that they'll ask as like an activation budget. But that'll guarantee you guys at least 13 leads.
I mean, like but I there's said, nowhere saying that it's actually for sure positive that he would get – no matter what, those 13 leads.
Well, they used to call this program Google Guaranteed. So they used to call it Google Guaranteed, and they changed it to Google Verified. But it's as close as you can get to a guarantee as possible because the leads are handed off to you live, and if you decide the leads are unqualified, you dispute it, they give you the lead credit back. So that way you're not getting charged or deducted that fee from your balance. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but he's not going to like it. I can say this right now. He's not
just because he has to pay the 507 up front.
Yeah, he's not going to like that, and then he's not going to like the fact of saying, you pay per lead, and then because I'm not going to let you. I guess somebody's been going through your platform because Angie's taking over everything you're doing.
Yeah, I know he was doing Angie's previously. He was talking about
we canceled it because they
But this isn't like Angie's. Angie sells.
No, I'm saying Angie's taking Angie's taking over what y'all doing. Like, because now before they didn't have to where you would record, they would record it, and we could call from their app like we do with yours. Now they do. They have it to where they're charging per lead also. Besides him paying his monthly and getting, supposedly he was supposed to be getting from 5 to 10 leads, but they were not, like you said, guaranteed. They weren't guaranteed because he wasn't even getting like 4. And then they want to charge up also.
No, no.
When
so
he
here's
found
the
out
thing.
The charge is extra, he didn't like it.
Let's take a breather. Let's take a breather, right? So with Google, the way it works, you pay the $507, right? You're guaranteed 13 leads. Let's say you only go through 4 leads for the month. They're not going to automatically charge you another $507 next month, like Home Advisor by Angie's. Your balance will roll over. So that's not a monthly payment that you're paying every month. Yeah. It's based at the rate that you accept the leads. You have to accept them. So you won't run into that where they're charging you $507 every single month unless you guys are going through the full lead, right? So we have to fulfill the contract.
Yeah, I actually like the way, it's good because, like you're saying, if they're going to guarantee that it rolls to the next month or they end up refunding him back the money, that's a good thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Only take two of them, we're not going to go, hey, you owe another $507. You know, that's what Home Advisor by Angie's does. You know, with this, it's like, hey, you only accepted two, so you still have 11 left. We're not billing you again the next month. You have to exhaust that budget, and then you can renew it on your own. It won't even automatically renew.
Okay, that's good. So he doesn't have no contract with it. That's good.
Oh, yeah, he's already month-to-month no contract with us. And that's why what I'm trying to explain, too, is, like, we've already been working with him for a long time. So he knows, like, we're month-to-month. We're not requiring he comes back every month. So the way we operate is, like, we know you guys got to make money in order for us to make money. And
I was trying to explain to them, like, how do you want us to pay you if you're not giving us no lead?
Yeah, but you guys have been with us for 9 months and you've been getting leads, and it's going well.
He's giving, here and there. I'm not going to lie to you. Like I told the other customer service, I am very outspoken, very bold. I don't care. My dad's the same
way. Me too. I love that. I'm like, cut the crap.
at the end of the day, you end up finding out the truth and it pisses you off even more. So I'm not going to lie. Some of those leads that he has on Flash that have no name, those are me going and getting from other platforms. I literally convinced him. Yeah. I go in there and I've been moving around and because I'm going to Super.
There's one from today in there, a 256-921-4350. That's from a different platform?
Getting up of other platforms because he wasn't getting no leads for a minute. And it's been a week
or
so.
Well, see, that's why we're recommending that you do this program, because that program that you're on is like we just place you. We don't get in there and talk to the people. We don't try to force the issue to close the job for you. We literally just put you up there, and then whatever comes from it, comes from it. So they have to call you directly. With this program that we're offering you with Google Verified, we're actually getting in there trying to generate the lead for you, hand them off to you as a live call.
Well, he's actually on a roof right now, so he's supposed to call me when he gets off, and I know y'all close at 5, right?
It's 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Okay, yeah, then he's going to be still up on the roof.
Okay. You want me to follow up with you guys on Monday? I've been trying to call for like the last like week and a half, so I don't have a problem.
Yeah, you're not
going to
get a hold of him. It's just better for you to call this number because it's new. He's already told them, dog. Like, if you go back and you look, he's not getting hold of nothing. Because the truth is, he started signing up because his wife passed away, and she's the one that, if you look at the contract, she's the one that signed it. She's the one that she's the one that came up with it. We just don't want to get rid of it because that's what she left him.
I got you. All right, so I'm going to schedule you for Monday. What's the best time on Monday?
Anytime. I always have my phone on me, so it doesn't really matter. I'm always around.
Okay. And we'll just use this number that we're on now?
Yeah. It's most likely that you'll get a hold of me than him.
Okay. I'll call you. Do you want me to call this number or a different number?
Yes, that's fine. It doesn't even matter which one. Not the 256. So we have it on his page. Yeah. If you look on his page under where it says...
I got it. 879-6768. What's your first and last name?
My name is Alma. It's also, Ramos. Yeah.
Okay.
Make sure
Ramos.
That it's on
708-879-6768.
Yeah.
I got you.
676. Okay,
we set that one up, so I know it.
working on his website. They're supposed to be working on his website. They're supposed to be working on his website, his logo, and his business card. Because I'm trying, when he signed up, his wife didn't know, and she got him to do one agent. I'm trying to get it to where he expands and does both agents because young kids are doing it now. Young kids are actually growing up a lot faster and buying houses. My daughter got hers at 24. So that's what I'm trying to do with his. So they're going to do it. Just make sure it's on there. It says they are not to call him, message him, or give him a preview or nothing. I don't care what he says. This is a surprise to him.